Okay, 2013 is behind us, and it certainly was a memorable season for the Boston Red Sox after they defeated the Cardinals in six games to win the World Series. And, of course, that was their third title in the last 10 years. Boston strong it was. And as we usher in a brand new season and a brand new year, over the next few months, we're going to start previewing the 2014 Major League Baseball season. So this weekend, we're going to get a jump on things. We are going to shine the spotlight on the Chicago Cubs. I know we got a lot of Cubby fans that tune into us, and they certainly will be looking to improve on their disappointing 66-96 season last year. Theo Epstein and the front office, they have been very ambitious. They've been working really hard in the offseason and the winter, looking to work some magic and to address a number of issues. And it is a true pleasure to welcome into YSR, the Quicken Loans Studios, Les Krantz. He is a well-known sports writer. He has worked for the Chicago Magazine and the Chicago Tribune and is the author of his brand new book. It is a fascinating read. It's beautiful. Wrigley Field, The Centennial. And we, of course, are celebrating the 100th birthday of America's most treasured ballpark. Hello, Les. Happy New Year. It's so good to have you with us.
Happy New Year. I'm sorry we don't exactly have baseball weather here for you, but that'll change.
Oh, I'm sure the temperature.
We'll be staying in Chicago next year, right?
That's right. That's right. And it is so cold. We're down here in Houston. We've had some cooler temperatures this week as well. But we are looking forward, Les, to the 2014 season. A very special year, as I was just talking about. Wrigley Field celebrates its 100th birthday. We're going to highlight that in your new book. But my first question is, what can Cubby fans, what can they expect and anticipate coming into the season? Because you look at the season 2012, they won 61 games. Last year, 66 games. Is help on the way?
Well, you know, we need some pitching. We've heard that before. But, you know, one thing we have in Chicago is great fans. Just to be out at Wrigley Field, you know, even when the Cubs aren't doing great, even when times are bad, Wrigley Field is just a feel-good place. You just feel great when you go there. That's what the ball game is all about.
Well, it has been a tough time for the Cubby fans. As you look and assess the situation, what do you think is the biggest issue that they need to address in the offseason?
Well, I think Cub fans kind of have to get used to kind of a new look of the place is mm-hmm. one thing. You know, I mean, we've been used to good times and bad times with the ball club. But Wrigley Field's going to have a new look. We're going to have that big Jumbotron, that big screen, and we're going to have a big archway. We're going to have advertisements on the field. We haven't had that. So it's going to have a completely new look. But I don't know that it's going to have a new feel, if you will. Because, you know, Chicago, as I said, is where we go to. Wrigley Field is where Chicagoans go to feel good. You know, the nice thing about Wrigley Field, you can look out the ballpark, you can see the city, you can see the lake. You know, you can feel the breeze coming in or blowing out, depending on which way the wind's blowing. And, of course, that always affects the game and the home runs that are either blowing in or blowing out.
Well, of course, the 2014 season marks the 100th anniversary of baseball's oldest park, and I thought you did a beautiful job in layout of your book, and you really break it all down. I mean, you go through the early years, the modern times. Was it a bit overwhelming because there is so much rich history with this team and this organization?
You know, it wasn't overwhelming. I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me.
I started on this book 45 years ago.
Okay.
Nobody believes me.
Uh-huh.
When I moved to Chicago in the late 60s, when I went to Wrigley Field, you know, one of the first things I said is someday I'm going to write a book about this place.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, here it is, brand new. But the idea is not brand new at all. The whole idea of Wrigley Field is not brand new. You know, the whole idea of Wrigley Field is this homey feeling in Chicago where you can go and, you know something, the place doesn't look very much different now than it did 100 years ago. That's one of the incredible things about Wrigley Field, and I think that's one of the apprehensions we have here in Chicago, that the place is going to look a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
We still have that Chicago skyline. There's a few taller buildings, of course, but you know, you can still see the Wrigley Field neighborhood. We call it Wrigleyville. And in the 1930s, Wrigley planted ivy, so you kind of have that homey feeling. And that's one of the remarkable things about Wrigley Field is that ivy. You know, a lot of times you see some baseball event, they don't even say where it took place, but when you see that ivy, you know where it is, Wrigley Field.
Well, it's famous, it's beloved. The ivy, that was it started, what, in 1937? Did I see that in your book?
Yeah, you must have read my book.
I did, guilty. Oh, we are having a wonderful conversation with Les Krantz. He is a sports writer, longtime sports writer in Chicago, and he is so proud of his new book that is out. It is titled Wrigley Field, The Centennial, and we are celebrating the 100th birthday of America's most treasured ballpark. What kind of feedback are you getting from so many of the Cubby fans?
Well, the DVD, one of the things I like about the DVD, it has every single World Series ever played at Wrigley Field, at least up until now. I hope maybe next year or the year after they'll say, hey, they don't have every World Series in Wrigley Field. But for right now, we've got five different World Series that were played at Wrigley Field.
And I did have a chance to check out that DVD. I thought it was a very nice compilation of so many wonderful memories there at Wrigley Field. And certainly one of my favorites in your book, 1982. Tell us about Harry Carey when he began the singing tradition. I think of Cubbies, I think of Harry Carey. Take me out to the ballpark.
You know, I'll never forget that first time. As a matter of fact, that was the very first year that I had season tickets to Wrigley Field. And, you know, I grew up in St. Louis, so Harry Carey was kind of like a fixture in St. Louis. He was the sound of summer. And then I moved to Chicago, and he started broadcasting for the White Sox. And then in 82, when he broadcast for the Cubs, the very first day, I came out there, and the seventh inning stretch, I noticed a few people kind of pointing up to the broadcast booth, and I saw Harry Carey walking up there to the edge, and he kind of leaned out, and I thought, oh, my God, what is he going to do, jump? You know, and he did that famous a one, a two, a three, and then that fabulous off-key version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, one of the most beloved songs and versions ever done by Harry Carey at Wrigley Field. Matter of fact, that's on the DVD. You know, one of the interesting things that I noticed here when we showed the DVD, we had a world premiere at Harry Carey's restaurant. It's one of the great steakhouses in Chicago. And at the very end, Harry sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And the whole chorus of people in the audience, I'm talking about last year here, excuse me, not last year, last month, were all singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game with Harry Carey. That was kind of a really heartwarming part of the whole thing. It was kind of the culmination of all my 45 years of work, where, you know, people all sat around long after Harry's death and 100 years of Wrigley Field and singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That just kind of made it all worthwhile.
And that was so hard in 98 when he passed away. That was so tough on Cubby fans, wasn't it?
Well, Harry Carey, as I said, was a fixture here in Chicago, and before that in St. Louis. And, you know, if you're like me, and then I guess there's a number of Chicagoans that have roots in St. Louis, it's not too far away. It was kind of like a double whammy. You know, we lost the sound of our youth and, of course, the sound of the Cubs. But, you know, Harry is still very much alive. He's got not just a steakhouse in Chicago. Actually, I think there's five locations now. And it's full of Chicago Cubs memorabilia and stuff on Wrigley Field. And this book, you know, if the Cubs are your favorite team, I guess it sounds very self-serving to say this, but it's going to be your favorite book. It's all about all the great times we had with our parents and our grandparents at Wrigley Field. And, you know, I kind of like to think this place will be standing 100 years from now.
Yeah, we are visiting with award-winning baseball historian in Chicago, 100 years of Wrigley's greatest moments. We've already talked about the DVD that is enclosed, but also there are some very rare photographs that you were able to provide, too.
Oh, indeed. You know, Gabby Hartnett and Grover Cleveland Alexander. There's a couple of great shots of Babe Ruth playing at Wrigley Field. As a matter of fact, that DVD that comes with the book that you mentioned has Babe Ruth playing in the 1932 World Series, and even a rare clip. It shows him in the 1918 World Series, which was actually played at Comiskey Park because Wrigley Field didn't have enough seating. And Babe Ruth is pitching for the Red Sox, of all things.
Yeah.
So there's some great history at Wrigley Field that doesn't just involve the Cubs. Babe Ruth played there. Lou Gehrig was discovered there. Stan Musial hit his 5,000th home run there. And, of course, some of the great Cub moments, too. Ernie Banks' 500th home run was one of the most exciting things that ever happened at Wrigley Field. And I think most of us can still remember the Sammy Sosa
breaking
with Mark McGwire in 98.
60 homers.
Yeah, what an exciting thing that was. That was probably the most exciting year in Wrigley Field.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Yes, I definitely remember that. We are short on time. Les Kranz has been with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Les, please take time to share with all of our listeners tonight where they can go and get a copy of this fabulous book they needed in their library.
It's Wrigley Field, the Centennial by me, Les Kranz. It's available online or at most bookstores, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Kobo Books. It's just all over the internet where books are sold. So please check it out. Wrigley Field, the Centennial, comes with a DVD that shows some of the great historic moments of Wrigley Field.
Well, Les, it's an open invitation. We definitely want you back because we're getting into the swing of things, getting ready for the start of the Major League Baseball season. And I want to talk about this new prospect, Chris Bryant, third baseman. He's got a lot of power at the plate, and he had an incredible season at the University of San Diego. I mean, he had 31 home runs last year.
Well, you know, we're all optimistic about it. And
he's only 21.
Whatever happens, wherever we wind up, it's going to be a really exciting year at Wrigley Field with the centennial celebration. And there'll be just all kinds of events. And, you know, Chicago's going to just come out and celebrate. And, gee, if anybody's in the Chicago area, come on to Wrigley Field. It's one of the great places in Chicago. You got to come for our centennial. And my book, Wrigley Field, the Centennial, celebrates the whole thing.
Well said. That has been Les Krantz, who's joined us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Blessings in 2014. Happy New Year. And Les, we look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks very much. And go Cubs.
Okay. We're going to step aside. Much more this weekend at YSR.